Grit beats talent. At West Point, officials have long tried to figure out why some students complete the BEAST, a tough 7-week summer training, while others quit. Surprisingly, having high SAT scores or good grades doesn't make a cadet more likely to survive the BEAST. This shows that talent isn't the key factor. Instead, perseverance, or grit, is a better predictor. Studies also show that grit predicts other achievements, like graduating high school. People with grit tend to succeed in their goals, whether their determination is used for good or evil. In contrast, talent alone doesn't seem to help people overcome challenges. The limited importance of talent is further shown by the mixed success of child prodigies. While a few, like Mozart, achieve greatness, most don't go on to have exceptional careers. A 2010 study by researcher Joan Freeman looked at 210 child prodigies, and only 6 of them achieved significant success as adults. Prodigies often struggle to stay focused as they grow up. Early success doesn't prepare them for later challenges. As their peers catch up, the competition gets harder, and they may feel unprepared. They might also lose motivation when they realize how much effort it takes to keep excelling. Some burn out completely or lose interest in their talent, like a piano prodigy who decides to pursue something else. Early skill doesn't mean they have grit, and without grit, long-term success isn't guaranteed. Grit scale predicts success. The grit scale, created by psychologist Angela Duckworth, is a test that measures perseverance and determination. Participants respond to statements like, "Setbacks don't discourage me. I don't give up easily," and "I am a hard worker," rating how well these apply to them on a 5-point scale. Their responses lead to a grit score ranging from 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest level of grit. A score of 3.8 is about average, while 4.9 places someone in the 99th percentile among American adults. Grit scores can change over time and are often linked to success in various areas. Duckworth began developing this scale in 2004, and since then, it has been widely used by researchers and schools to better understand achievement. For example, in 2014, Gabriel Slack, a PhD student at Prairie View A&M University, used the GRIT scale to study perseverance among African-American males in remedial programs at historically Black colleges and universities. The goal was to improve student success through counseling and other interventions. Similarly, the GRIT scale has been used to study the mental well-being of surgical residents. Researchers found that residents with lower GRIT scores were more likely to face psychological challenges later. These residents could benefit from early counseling to address potential issues. To build GRIT, find your passions. People with GRIT don't keep pushing through tasks they dislike. Instead, they build determination by finding what interests them and focusing on those areas. To be more resilient and committed, it's important to prioritize tasks that align with one's passions. Grit isn't just about sticking with things, it's also about quitting the things that don't matter. Folk singer Judy Collins became well known in the 1960s for her pure voice. To keep it strong into her 70s, Collins follows a strict diet and exercise routine. "The voice," she says, "is the only muscle in the body that does not deteriorate on its own unless it's abused. If you scream and laugh and drink and smoke and stay up all night and sing incorrectly, it's going to go. But if you don't, you can sing until you fall over." To protect her voice and health, Collins carefully manages her diet, takes vitamins, and avoids sugar and grains. She also exercises every day on a treadmill and stationary bike. She shows grit not only by continuing her singing career, but also by making it the main focus of her life, cutting out other things that might get in the way. High achievers grow through focused, tough practice. If a woman wants to get better at swimming, she shouldn't just swim laps in the pool. Real improvement comes from deliberate practice. Deliberate practice means setting challenging goals. Goals that are tough or out of reach for now. To get better, people should focus on their weaknesses. For example, A swimmer might focus on improving her flip turns, practicing them over and over to reduce drag and become more streamlined. But she also needs to work on things like stroke technique and breath control. A guitarist might play a tricky passage repeatedly to master it, but deliberate practice means more than just repeating the same song. Instead, he could study other songs by the same composer to better understand their style. Deliberate practice is hard and requires effort, but it's essential for improvement. High achievers are known for the time they spend on focused, deliberate practice. Deliberate practice is often talked about in areas like sports, chess, or music, where success can be easily measured. However, its role in other fields is less clear. D. Zachary Hambrick, a professor of psychology at Michigan State University, has pointed out that there's not much research on how deliberate practice affects writing skills. He's doubtful that anyone could become a great writer just by practicing. Instead, he believes natural talent plays an important role. The challenge of defining excellence in the arts. One reason it's hard to apply the idea of deliberate practice to writing and most arts is that there's no clear definition of what excellence means in these fields. Take John Cage's 4:33 as an example. It's one of the most important classical music pieces of the 20th century, but it requires no skill or practice. The piece just involves a musician sitting in silence for 4:33. Cage's composition is about wit and criticism and doesn't fit any traditional model of deliberate practice. Instead, 4:33 challenges the value of skill, expertise, and virtuosity. Anyone can perform it, or rather, not perform it. Yet, like most works of wit, its power comes from the deep knowledge Cage had of his field. Silence, in this case, becomes a meaningful statement. Gritty people believe hard work shapes their future. Successful people with grit don't see challenges as permanent setbacks. Instead, they view tough situations as chances to learn and grow. High achievers believe they can control the outcome of their efforts. They know they can turn failure into success with hard work. This mindset is powerful. Those who believe they can improve and achieve their goals are more likely to succeed. Endurance sports like ultramarathon running show how important a positive attitude can be. The Leadville 100 is a challenging 100-mile race in the Colorado mountains, known for its physical and mental toughness. Completing it requires both mental strength and physical endurance. Tony Krupicka, the winner of the race in 2006 and 2007, believes that having a positive attitude is essential for success. In a 2012 interview with Deadspin, he shared, "You need to have optimism that you can push through and maintain some control. You have the choice to stay strong, not get discouraged, and hold on because things will eventually improve." Parents should offer love, support, and show passion and determination. Research on parenting has explored whether strict rules or a more supportive, permissive approach is better for children. Studies show that both styles can help build perseverance. The key isn't the specific approach, but the love, support, and high expectations parents provide. What parents do often matters more than what they say. When parents pursue their passions, they inspire their children to do the same. Many successful people credit their achievements to the encouragement and examples set by their families. Jenny Finch, an Olympic gold medal-winning softball pitcher, was inspired by both her mother's love for baseball and her two older brothers who played the sport. At age 5, Finch's parents enrolled her in a t-ball league. When she showed talent, her father, Doug, built a batting cage in their backyard and spent hours having her throw to him. Doug not only encouraged Finch but also showed his commitment to helping her improve and succeed. Her parents gave her the support to follow her passion and demonstrated their determination to help her thrive. Extracurriculars help children build grit. Studies show that children who take part in extracurricular activities tend to perform better in school and have higher self-esteem compared to those who don't, particularly if they participate for more than 1 year. The process of sticking with an activity, improving over time, and achieving success helps build self-confidence and determination. Margot Gardner, a researcher at Columbia University, examined data from a 1988 long-term study of students to assess the effects of extracurricular activities. Her research revealed that students involved in school-sponsored extracurriculars for 2 years were 97% more likely to attend college. They were 179% more likely to graduate from college and 31% more likely to vote in national elections 8 years after high school. This shows that extracurricular activities are linked to both better academic outcomes and increased civic and social engagement. Strong communities build resilient people. Many people think that a good team is made up of good individuals. If a coach recruits talented swimmers, the team will perform well. If the swimmers are not as skilled, the team will struggle. However, this is often not the case. In many instances, the success of a team is built on its culture. A positive team culture sets high standards, encourages strong work habits, and promotes optimism. This mindset, known as grit, teaches everyone to keep pushing forward, no matter the obstacles. When a team has this kind of culture, both the individuals and the team as a whole improve and succeed. For example, the Russian rhythmic gymnastics team has dominated the sport for many years. In the 2000, 2004, 2008, and 2012 Olympics, the team won 8 gold medals, 2 silver medals, and 1 bronze. Their success wasn't due to one star athlete, but the team's overall culture of excellence. Coach Irina Viner explains that the team's success comes from everyone knowing, if an athlete locks herself into her grandeur, her stardom, it is bad for everyone, and above all, for the athlete herself. Viner focuses on hard work and skill development. The team's high expectations, shared commitment to excellence, and internal competition help each member perform at their best. Key points. 1. Grit, not talent, predicts success in challenges and long-term goals. 2. Perseverance is more important than the natural ability to overcome obstacles. 3. People can grow their grit by focusing on their passions and quitting things that don't matter. 4. Deliberate practice, focused on weaknesses, is key to improving any skill. 5. A positive attitude helps people push through difficult situations and succeed. 6. Parents who show passion and determination inspire their children to develop grit. 7. Extracurricular activities help children build confidence and resilience and achieve better outcomes.